Got it, Rex. Alex speaking. Good, thank you. Yeah, have a look, see over. I can do that for you, man. How far are you from us, Sean? Yep. Okay. Can maybe get you in next Wednesday just to have a look and see if we can nut it out. I'm not sure what we're going to find, mate, and whether we need to keep the car, but if you want to bring it in next Wednesday for us to have a geeze over. And if it's something simple, we can probably jump on it pretty quick. What sort of car was it, Sean? Let me have a look. Sean. Ah, is it? Sean. How do I spell your name, man? AUN. Yep, cool. I'm playing again. There we go. Oh, let's find ya. Events of 8th. So we had you in August. Toot toot toot. Is the number plate? Is that the one? Oh, it's on the Haltech. Right. Okay. Righty-o. Caps, fuel senders, fuel pump. Okay, what notes have we got? This is one, the other idea. The fuel pump wasn't priming on arrival. Hardwired fuel pump control by factory. Yeah, there's a bit of a dog's breakfast under there. It's in the unit. Hang on, let's read through some of these notes quickly just in case there is something that stands out. Make sure one of them hasn't popped off on you. Maybe something started slipping off. Ah, here you go. So I've got a couple of things here. It says T-bolt clamps on the intercooler. We replaced them with the appropriate clamps. Okay, that's a good thing. That should have only helped the situation. Does it still make boost? Are you able to? Yep. Yep. Might be breaking down. Okay. No, that's fair enough. I mean, that is plausible. I don't, nothing stands out here in my notes other than we've mucked around with a few hoses. So unless another one of the hoses has shit itself. Any engine lights on or anything like that? Nothing? No. He stayed into it. Gotcha. Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Yep. All right, so Wednesday. I just finally tuned recently. Has issue. What's it doing? So about it's idling at 3K. Okay, 3K. And then when clutching. And then you have to blip it when you clutch in at the same time? You have to blip it to get it to come down? That's right. We'll have a look-see, man. See what we come up with. All right. It can be, but I think if you had a vacuum leak, you'd be having a decent old whistle on boost. You might not be able to hear it, but, you know, so if you're on boost and you're not hearing that, then not too sure. I mean, you should be able to hear a hissing sound when it's idling, when you've got the bonnet up. If it has got a vacuum leak. Most of the vacuum lines are visible from the top of the engine, so they're pretty easy to see. Might be a idle speed control thing with the Haltech. All we can do is have a look for you, man, and then go from there. I can't guarantee you we're going to find anything on Wednesday, but to be honest, we're booked out for nearly a month in advance. It's the only way I can squeeze you in so we can at least have a look and then come up with some sort of plan from there. Yeah, no, definitely, man. Definitely. Definitely. We definitely want to fix it for you when I'm on the water. Not easy, man. Nah, we'll come up with something for you, man. Don't worry. All right, mate. I'll see you next Wednesday, all right? If you do fix it, mate, just drop us a line. Let us know you're not coming. Thank you so much. Okay, you too. You too, man. Catch up.